Recording in progress.
Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during the public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or login in a user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during the health emergency. City, please take the roll.
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Kahn.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi. Councilman Erin.
Here.
Brian Waller, the mayor.
Present.
Business administrator Timothy Dacey.
Here.
Township attorney Rajveer Goomer.
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch. Here. And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Please stand for the flag salute.
Into the republic for which it stands,
one nation.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all.
Item number 5, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda.
No comments, Council President.
Item number 6, open to the public comments regarding item number 15, consent agenda item. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Erin, there are no individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Yeah, I'm going to close the public portion on that. Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading. Acquisition of Block 101, Lot 3201, 380 Wall Street. Open to the public, resolution adopting laws. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 101, Lot 32.01, 380 Wall Street, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, was introduced on the 9th day of June 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 28th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-10.
And this is open to the public. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either by Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Aaron, there are no individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion by Councilwoman Cahill.
Councilman Khan, I'll second.
Cecilia, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earn.
Yes. Ordinance passes. Item number 8, ordinance on a second reading authorizing the purchase of block 2008, lot 2, and approving appraisal 6 Monroe Street, and this is open to the public. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 2008, Lot 2, 6 Monroe Street, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, was introduced on the 9th day of June 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 28th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-11.
Okay. This ordinance is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either by Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and your address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Aaron, there are no individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
I'll second.
Seated, take the roll.
Sure. Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Number 9, ordinance on a second reading amended Chapter 7, Traffic Sections 14 and 25, and this is also open to the public adopting ordinance. Sue, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, and Section 25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Excluded from Certain Streets, was introduced on the 9th day of June 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 28th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-12.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either by Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. And at that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Aaron, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, make a motion.
Second.
Steve, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes. Item passes. Moving on to number 10, ordinance on a second reading, acquisition of block 11307, lot 6, 431 Park Avenue, and this is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property, identified as Block 11307, Lot 6, 431 Park Avenue, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, was introduced on the 9th day of June 2022. And it passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 28th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-13.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Earn, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
Close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, motion.
Councilman Khan, I'll second that.
Sir, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron.
Yes. Item passes. Moving on, number 11, ordinance on a second reading, acquisition of block 1023, lot 26-59, Parkside Avenue, and this is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Yes, this is actually not for an acquisition, it's for a sale. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Sale of Certain Property, identified as Block 1023, Lot 26, 59 Parkside Avenue, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13B5, was introduced on the 9th day of June, 2022, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June, 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 28, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-14.
This is also open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Aaron, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
Close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second.
Judy, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Number 12, ordinance on a second reading, acquisition of block 2101, lot 10.03-5, Old New Brunswick Road. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 2101, Lot 10.035, Old New Brunswick Road, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, was introduced on the 9th day of June 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 28th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-15.
This is also open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Earn, there are no individuals with their hand raised.
Close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, motion.
Councilman Khan, I'll second that.
Susie, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 13, ordinance on the first reading, authorizing acquisition of block 9903, lot 4.09, 16 Davison Road, or block 9903, lot 4.11, 12 Davidson Road, and this is a resolution adopting ordinance. Seated, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 9903, Lot 4.09, 16 Davidson Road, or Block 9903, Lot 4.11, 12 Davidson Road, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose, pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 12th day of July, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
I have a question, if I can. Why are we acquiring those 2 pieces?
Steve. So we're looking to acquire one of the 2, depending which the state wants to sell, and it's for upgrades to our police radio system.
Okay, do we have a tower there now? I don't remember.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Could you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Number 14, ordinance on first reading, repealing Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 8A, Flood Damage Prevention and Adopting New Flood Plan Management Regulation. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, to repeal Chapter 21 Zoning, Section 8, Flood Damage Prevention, to adopt new floodplain management regulations, to adopt flood hazard maps, to designate a floodplain administrator, and providing for severability and an effective date. Being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 9th day of August, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Councilman Rouse, motion.
I second Councilwoman Cahill.
Judy, would you please take a roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 15, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Judy, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes. Item number 16, public hearing, amended Fire District 4 budget, and this is also open to the public. Judy, you please read the.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, whereas the Piscataway Fire District Number 4 2022 budget referendum was defeated on February 19th, 2022, and whereas pursuant to NJAC 5:31-2.4M, the Township Council must adopt a budget for the fiscal year of the Fire District, and whereas the Township Administration has reviewed the 2022 Fire District Number 4 budget submitted to the voters and has reviewed additional financials of the fire district, and whereas the Township Administration recommends that the budget be approved with the following changes. One, an increase of $100,000 in the use of surplus to balance the budget. A, increase use of surplus from $700,000 to $800,000. Surplus will be generated in 2022 by the sale of the old fire engine being replaced in the budget, and the insurance proceeds of $167,000 from the 2002 Hummer brush truck received on February 5th, 2022. Number two, a decrease in administration of $15,000, reduction of $10,000 in the salary of Commissioner Craig Almack from $20,000 to $10,000 in line with the other fire commissioners. B, reduction of $5,000 in professional fees and other administration expenses, bookkeeping. Three, the amount to be raised by taxation to support the budget shall be $1,031,600. A, this will be a decrease of $115,000 due to items one and two above. B, this will result in a decrease of the tax rate from 0.063 to 0.054, whereas the Township Council wishes to adopt the recommendations of the administration and adopt the budget with the specific line item amendments as provided in the attached Schedule A, and now therefore be it resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway that the Township of Piscataway Fire District Number 4 budget is hereby adopted with the line item amendments provided in the attached Schedule A, and be it further resolved that Fire District 4 is recommended to complete an asset management review of all equipment owned by the district and liquidate all surplus equipment to create additional revenue, And be it further resolved that the township recommends that Fire District Number 4 schedule future special referendums for capital purchases to be consistent with poll hours and on similar days as set forth by statute for budget referendums, Tuesday or Saturday from 2 to 9 p.m., in order to promote increased voter turnout. And be it further resolved that Fire District Number 4 shall assist the municipality to prepare the budget with the line item amendments as attached and submit same to the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Director for approval pursuant to NJAC 5:31-2.4M1.
Thank you, Mrs. Skeeter. This is also open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When you hear your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed all comments or questions.
I'm sorry, someone had their hand raised and lowered it, so I'm just waiting to see if they really wanted to raise their hand. There's one individual that I've asked to unmute themselves. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Council. My name is Edward McDermott. I'm the president of the District 4 Board of Fire Commissioners. And throughout the years, we have done all those things with the state. And this is our first budget to be defeated. We have tried to be fiscally sound for the past couple of years, at least since I've been a member. All those things we do try and do throughout the year. We are right now selling vehicles that either have been replaced or are going to be replaced. One of the commissioners does do a lot more work for than the rest of us. He takes care of a lot of the purchasing, a lot of the bookkeeping, and that's why his salary is more significant than the rest of us. So I just wanted to say that.
Councilman Aron, there are no other individuals with their hands raised. Okay, there are two more individuals that raised their hand. Hold on one moment. I'm asking the first one to unmute themselves.
Yes, hi, good evening, Mayor and Council, respectively. Joseph DeSoma, Lieutenant, North Stone Fire Company. In regards to the budgetary line items, I feel that is definitely, and as a taxpayer within Fire District 4 and a career firefighter, I feel like this is a substantially sound budget. And it is definitely with regards to Commissioner Almack. I can personally attest that he is at the firehouse every single day doing paperwork compared versus the other commissioners, whether it be purchase orders, helping around the firehouse, doing various tasks as a fire commissioner. He is definitely deserving of his compensation respectively within compared to what other fire districts may pay for paid help. In regards to the replacement, as Chairperson McDermott said, we are in the process of looking at selling some vehicles as well. He hit that line item for me. I truly appreciate your patience and assistance in preparing this budget and hope to work forward to comparing to a better budget with everybody.
Thank you. Councilman Aron, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Hi, Craig Almack, Fire Commissioner, Fire District 4, Treasurer of the Board of Fire Commissioners, the Fire District 4 Township of Piscataway. I'm very surprised that we had absolutely no discussion with our town leadership regarding a negotiation on what line items were to be reduced prior to today's hearing. And frankly, I was actually surprised today's hearing was today. I received correspondence from your attorney saying it was July 28th. Also, I looked, and I didn't see that the township published notice of today's hearing. Was that published? Because it was just, it seemed to be just added to the agenda just prior to this afternoon.
Mr. Ormack, this is the township attorney. There was a typo on that. I did clarify with your attorney, and I actually didn't send you any correspondence. I sent it to your attorney, and I think Ms. Parker. And notice was provided to them as to when the hearing would be. Statutorily, there isn't required to be a notice. However, you know, it was provided on the agenda that was posted on the website.
There also seems to be a concern over how the Board of Fire Commissioners of Fire District 4 divides its labor amongst the fire commissioners. I'm sure, as you know, you've probably done due diligence and reviewed the budgets of the other three fire districts and probably noted that our payroll line item is substantially in line with the other two of the three other fire districts that are of roughly equivalent size. Our payroll line is $54,000 in total. District 1 and District 2 are substantially similar, within $1,000 or so. District 4 has chosen to divide its labor along the lines that the fire district, the Board of Fire Commissioners as a body, decided to do on, as best suits its needs. I did abstain from that vote. I also was not the individual who decided to increase the change the compensation structure in the past. I actually suggested hiring a paid administrator. There's quite a bit of paperwork involved with the fire district, and it's absolutely required to be done in a timely manner. So I'm not sure who's going to prepare the bills and do the bookkeeping and answer the correspondence and all the other minutia of keeping this government body running. But, we can't do it for free. So if, you know, the township's going to cut my compensation, I'm going to have to make that up from, you know, personally elsewhere. And I don't know how the district is going to meet that need, because in the past, prior to when I was elected, it wasn't. It was essentially almost non-functioning. Basic financial paperwork wasn't being completed. They were not complying with good accounting procedures. And there were another lapses. We are now not in that situation anymore. But it sounds like, from what you could tell, I just heard verbally, I don't have a copy of your proposed resolution because it wasn't provided to us. But it sounds like you're also cutting our bookkeeping line. So I'm not
sorry to cut you up, but your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
Councilman Aaron, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Sudi, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 17, resolution amending and approving fire district number 4 budget. Item number 18, announcements and comments from officials. Gabrielle.
I would just like to wish everyone a happy and healthy 4th of July. I'm super excited that we will have fireworks again this year in Piscataway. I'm going to guess that they are going to be bigger and better than ever. And I look forward to seeing people down at the football field.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Steve?
No way that I can top Councilwoman Cahill's comments, so I'm not going to try. Well said.
Thank you, Steve. Linwood?
No, I don't have any comments, no more than to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July to everyone.
Thank you. Kapil?
Yes, same thing, just 4th of July fireworks on Monday. And second thing, where next month we're starting the concert at the park every other Thursday. So come on our website, all the information is there. That's it. Have a happy summer.
Mayor Waller.
Thank you, Council President. Just want to wish Councilman Ballard a speedy recovery. And also, I did speak with the township attorney, Mr. Goomer, about we're going to be making a referral over to the county prosecutor's office in regards to a voter that attempted to vote twice in the election here, willfully knew that was going on. So, Mr. Goomer, did you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, just there's an individual voter that voted in the machine and then came back and attempted to vote for a different party by provisional. The Board of Elections did catch it. But as part of our normal procedures in regard to voter discrepancies, we'll be referring it to the county prosecutor's office.
Thank you. Business Administrator Timothy.
To clarify for the fire commissioner from District 4 that had some questions about the salary, when their budget was introduced in January, the administration suggested at that time that all the salaries of all the fire commissioners be equalized. You've got a lot of fire commissioners in Piscataway. They all essentially are paid the same, except for one who gets twice as much money as everybody else. So that point, he seemed surprised today, but that point was made to him about 6 months ago. Other than that, have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. Township Attorney Robin Warren?
No comments, thank you.
And I have no comments. Item number 19, agenda session for July 12th, 2022. Ordinance on a second reading authorizing acquisition of block 9903, lot 409, 16 Davison Road. This is open to the public resolution. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing acceptance of project and release of retainage, New Market Lake Park area improvements, phase 4, Land Tech Construction, LLC. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing award of contract, Second Avenue Improvements, Phase 3, Jade's Construction Company, not to exceed $944,451.70. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing award of bid, rebid snow shoveling services, Year 2, VIP Special Service, LLC, not to exceed $70,000. Any comments? And resolution authorizing award of bid, rebid snowing plowing service, Year 2, Frank Gilbert and Son Excavating and Demolition, not to exceed $150,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 20, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Councilman Earn, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead, please.
My name is James Burke. I live at 76 Windmere Road here in Piscataway. I've lived here for 7 years now, and I truly love this township, everything about it. I feel represented by and appreciate the local town government, everyone on here. And, you know, I feel as though my petition will be taken seriously and considered. Roughly 2 years ago, I became aware that most townships in New Jersey allow chickens under some guidelines. The most common requirement is hens. That means female chickens only. This is because it keeps them quiet. There's no crowing, as only the males crow. I contacted 30 townships at random, 25 allow, 1 deny, and 4 in the process of changing their rules to allow it. Piscataway does technically allow them, but in a way that the majority of Piscataway residents can't get them. It requires 1.38 acres or 200 feet from the road, 100 feet from each property line. This would be enough to classify Piscataway as only the second township to ban chickens to the average resident. As you all know, there are very few people in Piscataway that have over half an acre, much less 1.5. I started an online petition to see if there was any interest in this and quickly got 400 residents in Piscataway to sign on showing their interest. There are many benefits beyond the free eggs, natural pest control, and their love of eating invasive species of insects, including but not limited to the spotted lanternfly that's plaguing us here in Piscataway and crabgrass. But I don't really want to take up any more of y'all's time tonight. I just ask that this be discussed and considered, as I feel that it falls in the best interest of Piscataway and its residents. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, can I just comment real quickly, Council President? I just want to make a quick comment. Can you hear me, Frank?
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your comments. And I want to say, first of all, by way of background, my mother grew up on a chicken farm, so I'm pro-chicken. And I'm willing to take another look at this issue, but we had we had a lot of issues and problems, and my memory is not as good as I wish it once was, it's probably nearly 15 years ago where we had some issues with chickens in different parts of town, and that's why we created some zoning issues. I at least am willing to take another look at that and see if there's a different way to go about it, because I understand the benefits that you're raising. But we also had an awful lot of people who complained, and it was a very contentious issue at the time. That's what led to the restrictions that you're addressing. So I don't mind if we take another look at it to see if there's a better or more sensible way to approach that issue. But I just want to tell you, that's the history of it. That's how we got to where we are. It's not, we don't like chickens. It's a question of, we had a lot of resident complaints, and if I'm wrong, somebody, but I mean, it led to real neighbor problems. And that's the reason why the issue got addressed the way it did. But I appreciate your coming to the meeting and making your comments. Thank you, Council President.
Councilman Earn, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue, Piscataway. For the council meeting of June 9th, because I was attending the Piscataway School Board meeting with the same purpose, which is to ask you to take action against new fossil fuel infrastructure projects in New Jersey, I submitted comments to be read at the meeting, but I submitted them too late to be read. The clerk suggested correcting that error and has or will be providing you with the June 9th 9 comments. I ask you to read the detail that explains the New Jersey goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and how those projects allow more fossil fuel infrastructure will negatively impact our climate and environment, and very importantly, and how not stopping those projects will cost New Jersey residents increasingly more over the next 30 years. Note, increasingly more. Tonight, I want to explain why the onus is on you to act. But first, the importance of action. Worldwide emissions are still increasing when the goal is to cut them by at least 50% by 2030. This was set in 2021 by both President Biden and Governor Murphy. And if we allow more fossil fuel infrastructure projects in New Jersey, we, like the rest of the world, will be increasing rather than decreasing emissions. Climate activists have been unable to move Governor Murphy to stop all projects. So we are asking our elected representatives, you and school board members, to take action. I have also been asking the members of the New Jersey Transit Board to take this action, although they are not elected. There is a draft resolution at Empower New Jersey that you can use to send Governor Murphy this most needed message: stop fossil fuel projects in New Jersey. If there aren't any questions, I would add one more little thing. And I don't hear any questions. So I would add that at the last New Jersey Transit Board meeting, I used the following analogy to explain our situation. Stopping one of the seven projects, and the New Jersey Transit Board is responsible for one of the seven projects, is like putting a Band-Aid on a patient that is bleeding out. What we need is a tourniquet, which Governor Murphy can provide, and is the reason that I request that you take action with the governor. Again, any questions?
Thank you very much for your comments.
Councilman Arnold, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, this is John Costello, 280 River Road. My question is, when is the senior center going to have hours commensurate with pre-pandemic days? And if you don't have any dates in mind for that, what criteria are you waiting for to occur before that happens? Thank you.
So we actually had a meeting today with Amy, and we're looking at a reopening around the 18th of July, and we've got our senior picnic this week, and she'll be making an announcement at the senior picnic for all the senior citizens.
I just want to mention Mr. Burke raised his hand again, and it's one public comment during each public open to the public portion, Mr. Burke. So we're not going to call on you again. Councilman Aron, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
I'm going to close the public portion. Item number 21, adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a good 4th of July.
Yeah, good night, everyone.
Aye. Happy 4th.